This hour of the Hardline brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle.
It's the Great Game Ticket Style. Team Hardline and Team Musers foul their balls all over Frisco this spring. Tickets on sale this Friday, 9 a.m. by calling 972-731-9200 or at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by In Touch Credit Union and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Cheech and Chong are at Bass Performance Hall on April 30th. And to win a pair of last-minute tickets. Okay. Log on to theticket.com.
Fire!
Make that happen for you. In just a little bit, Mark Folliwell is going to drop by, and we'll engage in a little bit more Mavericks talk for his weekly appearance. It's got to be today instead of the normally appointed Tuesday scene we have with him. I'm thinking it will be at 5:10, so do stand by for that. Right now, it's time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment.
And this is brought to you by
Colwell & Son and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Eat the sandwich, honk the boo. You know, the only reason I'm disturbed by this is because I find this woman to be disgusting. Otherwise, it doesn't really shock me that she's a part of this.
What are you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
These are all great questions, which I'll get to in just a second. There's a new video that's going to be released from a woman who has actually been on these airwaves. I think she was on. I know you've met her.
She's the ticket. I've met her?
Yeah.
She's the ticket zone?
Yeah.
The hardline zone?
Either she was on the air or her boyfriend was on the air a long time ago.
I think Big Dick might have had her on his show.
Who's that?
You know.
No, sorry, I don't. Sorry. Who is that?
We all know.
You mean a guy that worked here 8 or 9 years ago, and the turnover rate for listener is probably thinking to themselves, what's happening? Who is this guy?
Well, you just explained it.
Okay.
Just kind of fade Ty out there.
Shut up.
It's all right, Ty.
We're talking of Mindy McCready.
Put it in a ticker.
Did Mindy McCready, was she on the air, or was Dean Cain on the air?
Well, she was his girlfriend at the time.
Friend.
And they came out to Malibu Grand Prix.
Yes.
Or Speed Zone, or whatever it was at the time.
And what was the purpose of the interview? Her or him?
Him, because he was Superman.
Yeah, he was Superman, and he was, I guess, touting that, but she was in tow. And we might have had a couple of words with her.
How'd she look?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No one has lost their way like this woman. And you can blame meth and crack.
Meth?
And crank.
I love meth.
And a variety of other drugs.
Text Frame to 44939.
She's been arrested a dozen times. She's tried to commit suicide a couple of times. Her singing career is, if there is some place below the toilet, then that's where it is.
Below the toilet.
Mindy McCready is not doing well right now, but it looks like she's trying to make a comeback. She was last seen, by the way, on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, where you know you're trying to get straight if you're on that show. Now,
and this is the one-time girlfriend of Roger Clemens, too.
Oh, hold that thought, Holmes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to jump the gun.
No, you're fine. Mindy McCready.
Shut up, Ronner.
Mindy McCready will show off everything in a new video being released by Vivid Entertainment called Mindy McCready, Baseball Mistress.
Okay.
Taint.
She is now 34. During the video, she is having relations in a way that sex is performed. With a boyfriend named...
Boy, what an end around that was.
With a boyfriend named Peter.
naturally.
In the video that lasts nearly an hour. Now, there are... It's not just straight sex. You'll also get to hear Mindy talk to you, as she's very aware that things are being recorded. And she sits there and talks about her relationship with
Peter
Roger Clemens.
Oh.
So she's doing porn.
Yeah. Yes, she's doing porn. She maintains
this is not some hidden video or secret video
or anything.
No, Mike,
she looks straight into the camera and talks about Roger Clemens. She says he did not seduce me when she was underage, 15 years old. She says they didn't have sexual intercourse until she was of legal age. She also reveals that Clemens was, quote, good in bed when he could perform.
He had ED problems?
Yes. Phrases it another way, but yes, he had ED problems.
Well, how does she phrase it?
Couldn't blanket blank?
Yeah. Up is the last word.
Mm-hmm.
Get is the first word.
Stop it.
Oh, sorry. McCready also says that while she never met Clemens' wife during the course of their long-running affair, there were some close calls, including the time Mrs. Clemens called her husband on his cell phone as he was lounging next to McCready in a bathtub.
Oh, the phone is ringing!
In a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
They
would take baths together, huh?
Yeah. And man, let me tell you,
when was the last time you took a bath with anybody?
Answer the question,
what a
Corby.
Great drop that'll be.
When was the last time you took a bath with anybody?
Do my kids count?
No.
No, with a girl. You and your wife don't take bubble baths together?
In that case, I've never taken a bath with a girl.
How about you, Daddy?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about him.
I just answered the question. No.
I think you're lying.
I swear.
I believe him.
All that's holy, I've never taken a bath.
I believe him. What about you?
Start tonight.
What about you?
You're breaking up.
Go ahead. When's the last time?
I don't know.
First time.
May of 07?
So you've done it recently? God.
Now that's hot.
I tell you what.
Hey, I'm bath guy.
Yeah.
Let me get my robe on.
Here, I brought some candles.
Yeah.
Let me fill the tub up with some suds. This will really get us in the mood. Hey, can I bring the radio in and leave the ticket on?
It's great to listen to the ticket.
So you're a bath guy, huh? You're a sex bath guy. I guess it shouldn't surprise me.
One of his seductive moves.
Sex right. Bath guy.
Being the
log guy.
You're a tender bath lover. God, what a queen you are.
I've never done it either.
Okay. All right. She also says that she became friendly. And by the way, yes, this is all in the video. She says that she became friendly with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, of course, died crashing his plane. And she says, just as an aside, I could have had sex with him, but she declined the opportunity. In addition, she reveals that country singer Alan Jackson often brought her to his tour bus when she was 17, but declined to say what transpired during these events.
Who cares, man? Who cares about her?
I know, it's just the fact that she's doing that, so... Oh, and by the way, as a bonus feature, Vivid, who is releasing it, has included a second sex video called Tom Sizemore Sex Scandal. An explicit sex tape featuring him.
All right.
And I can tell you what I'm not interested in. Seeing him have sex.
You're not?
No. Didn't he have some problem? Priapism or something where he declined to call the doctor after his 4-hour erection?
What?
Yeah, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, you're supposed to call your doctor if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours. I'd blow my head off if that was the case.
God, that would...
I'm lucky for 4 seconds.
It's up!
Go! What do you mean, go?
That's supposed to be what you would say.
Oh.
Sorry. Epic fail.
Epic fail.
Come on, Shoopy. WTF.
Hey, I've been nailing everything else today,
this
okay?
This is not a good way to start the week, Shoopy.
Here's a funny story, if that wasn't funny enough for you. Mindy McCready's sex tape.
Snuggle Bunny does not approve of that drop.
What is this going to be available?
I believe later on this week. And I'm sure you can go to Vivid.com or VividEntertainment.com, and they'll tell you much more.
Fellatio.com?
Nailed that one.
Corby's right, Tom. Sizemore does have priapism.
Yeah. This is
good luck.
Very funny to me. There's a new movie out starring Uma Thurman called Motherhood. This was made in Britain, and so they decided to initially release it in the UK. Do a little test drive over there before launching it over here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So, it opened not this past weekend, but the weekend prior. And it had an opening weekend haul, and this is probably a good indicator of how it will do over here. It had an opening weekend haul of $130.
That's funny. You're kidding.
Swear to God. $130.
I thought she was a big star.
She kind of is, I think.
Yeah, she was in Kill Bill.
Right. One
she's
and two.
Pulp Fiction and everything.
Yeah.
And
but what is
you
she?
You loved Kill Bill, didn't you?
I love Kill Bill.
Married to Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
That's great.
So I'm not sure.
Kill Bill.
If Kill Bill or if Motherhood will make it over here, unfortunately, and I was really looking forward to it. Here comes the shocker quote of the century, or statement. I mean, this really, seriously, who knew this, huh?
I can't believe this.
Ricky Martin says this on his website. Now, are you familiar with Ricky Martin, Mike?
Yes.
He is Livin' La Vida Loca.
Right.
The achy, breaky heart of Mexican dance music.
It's a big beating.
That's a great song.
Now, I'm scrolling down to, because I don't have the patience or courage to read this whole statement. I mean, literally the last...
No, you need to read this statement.
Danny, it's like eight paragraphs.
Well, just read that one quote.
Oh, I am. I'm going to get to that. There's a little buildup before it. So instead of, and think about this when I do get to the last line, what a waste of time this actually is. If somebody asked me today, Ricky, what are you afraid of? I would simply answer... The blood that runs through the streets of countries at war. Child slavery. Terrorism. The cynicism of some people in positions of power. And the misinterpretation of faith. But fear of my truth? Not at all. On the contrary, my truth fills me with strength and courage. This is just what I need, especially now that I am the father of two beautiful boys that are so full of light. And who, with their outlook, teach me new things every day. But enough is enough. This has to change. This was not supposed to happen 5 or 10 years ago. It's supposed to happen now. Today is my day. This is my time. And this is my moment. I am proud to say that I am a fortunate homosexual man. I am very blessed to be who I am. R.M.
So it takes eight paragraphs to get to the fact that he is a fortunate homosexual man.
Yeah. I mean, seriously?
First of all, how long has it been since he's had anything even resembling a hit?
Since that one song, I think. I'm sure he's had stuff, you know, in countries that don't matter very much.
You don't like that song, do you?
Livin' La Vida Loca?
Mm-hmm.
No, I really don't.
That song makes me want to shake my booty.
Well, that's awesome.
Who could resist that?
But whatever the case, we've known the guy was gay for the longest time, and who cares?
You know how I knew he was gay?
Because he sang Livin' La Vida Loca?
By looking at him.
Yeah. Now, if you would have thought that, like, I can understand maybe initially right after that song was a hit, why his people would say, look, man, you don't need to come out and go gay quite yet. You need to live off this a little bit longer before you drop that bombshell. But what was that, 1995?
It's been a while.
I mean, that was forever ago that that song was big. And nowadays, you're better off coming out of the closet. Everybody's gay. What does it matter anymore?
I'm gay.
Everybody's
gay. Yeah, we have guys
gay.
Come out every day around here.
I mean, seriously.
I've been to hunkies.
If a gay celebrity drops dead in the forest, does anybody hear him?
What?
I mean,
I think you got that wrong.
Yeah, but if a tree farts in the forest and no one's there to smell it, did it really happen?
Thanks for correcting me.
Hey, don't forget he also had the song She Bangs.
She Bang, I believe, is what it is.
Yeah, just not him.
Right.
Huh. How'd that go?
The thing is, though, you know, when you're famous and you're gay now, it's like, oh, well, I mean, look at the courage he has. But now, after 20 years, when he's talking about the streets running over with blood and stuff, I mean, give me a break. You're gay. Big deal. You're gay.
He's a fortunate homosexual man.
Oh, my God, you're gay. So what? Now go be gay wherever.
What's worse, being gay or a romantic bath lover?
I'm more shocked by romantic bath lover than I am Ricky Martin being gay.
Are you shocked that Roger Clemens is a romantic bath lover or that Danny is?
Danny. Nothing surprises me about that scumbucket Roger Clemens.
I'm more shocked.
Quit it.
I have a wonderful idea. You know, I've just poured us two big glasses of wine. Would you love to go and...
I'll run a bath.
And I'll draw a bath for the both of us. But I don't have any... I don't have my underwear. Oh, you don't need that.
Why would you wear underwear in the bath?
I don't know. I don't know.
I like this segment. It's fun.
You don't mind if I take the back position of the bath, do you? I'm much stronger there.
There's one truism about romantic bath loving.
Go ahead.
That the woman will have the cleanest breasts in the world when she gets out.
Is that all you do in there? I'll soap them up.
Yeah, we'll soap up those honkers.
God, come on. You're like 200.
That's what he says. I don't say that. I don't
you
even do
did.
Baths. No, I didn't.
You just
I was
did.
Imitating him.
Yeah,
something
that's the
I
thing
know he says.
Is I don't ever take baths. Period. You know? Don't make a joke. I'll kill you.
Well, they're kind of dirty. You're sitting in your own filth.
That's the thing. That's why there's showers and a drain. All the bad stuff goes down the drain.
Drain.
I bet your wife would enjoy one.
I bet she would.
Yeah, you know what she does? She enjoys them by herself. It's a nice way
to
relax.
I bet she'd enjoy it if you came in there with her.
She does not want me in there.
She
trust me.
Let's get her on the phone and ask. I think I have her number.
Great. Why don't you Facebook her and you can ask her. You guys can have a nice Facebook discussion.
You know what? I'm going to do that and see what she says.
ABC is trying to cash in on its Lost finale by asking advertisers to pay $900,000 per 30-second ad spot, which is four times the regular price.
I thought that was over with already.
Well, they're building up to the three-hour finale. By the way,
The Sopranos didn't even do that.
No, they only had a one-hour finale.
It's a great show. Lost is great.
You overrate it.
No.
Good comeback.
Oh.
So there.
It's Gilligan's
Island and Frank Martin.
It's Gilligan's Island for grown-ups.
Kind of is. If I ask you this question, the most expensive spots on regular prime time, what TV show would come to mind?
Idol.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Other shows?
Dancing with the Stars.
CSI. All that crap.
No.
Mad Men.
Super Bowl.
Die.
Dance Party.
Ugly Betty.
Danny, you're You're in the right area. But it's not Super Bowl. Obviously, they charge the most. This is something that's
Chuck.
On once a week for an entire season. It's not on right now.
NFL?
Sunday Night Football.
Football.
Has the most expensive spots on regular prime time.
Football ball.
Isn't that amazing? That's the power of football.
That's amazing. It is amazing. I thought Idlewood for sure. Dancing with the Stars. Is that on tonight?
Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Yes? Perhaps? How can anyone possibly know that?
I don't know.
All right, we probably should go.
All right, I'm waiting for a reply from your wife about the whole bath thing.
Oh, God. Why are you doing that?
Because.
What did you write her?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
I just said that if Corby came home tonight and suggested taking a bath with you, what would your thoughts be? So that's
I bet she would be very open to the idea. You know, I talked to her Saturday night for a good while.
Yeah, and she just kind of has that vibe about her.
And that's kind of where that conversation was headed.
It could have been, yeah.
I can show you some moves.
Oh, so we get to get in the bath together?
Some bath moves.
Yeah.
Right.
Pow!
Isn't that a Bob Seger song?
Yeah.
Who's playing drums?
They have a band out here.
They sound really bad.
They're sound checking. All right.
Hey, you want to get into this? There's a little tit news.
More bath talk.
Tiger.
More tit news. Okay.
Yeah. Because
all right. Today and Tiger next. Yeah.